Looks pretty good.
Welcome. We are. I'm sorry. All right, let me get it together. Welcome. You have tuned into WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And you are listening to Linda Sims. And the name of this program is called A Voice of a People. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. A lot of people pull up the app called TuneIn and they forget to search WWGH. But remember, that's what you're looking for. If you would like to call in, ask any questions, or make any comments regarding this program that is on live at this time until 5 o'clock, please call 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. We're doing end time prophecy today, so that gives you a little heads up while I go through some of the things I need to announce. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC, 1325 North Main Street, here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, here in Marion, Ohio. Also, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Free produce market every second Saturday of every month. Time, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street. No appointment or pre-registration required. Simply show up, provide your name and number of people. Now, if you missed Saturday just passed, June the 8th, you have to wait until July to participate in the free produce market at Logos Christian Ministries. Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company, LLC, with 25 years of experience working for you. And they are out of LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. And as usual, I'll try to have a thought for you, and I have one today. And the title is called Understanding. A big-hearted soul does not sentence others on the basis of a single act, but appreciates others through understanding their entire journey. Who has time to tell you about their entire journey? Have you met anybody like that?
Yeah.
You have, Jeff?
I've met people that think you got time to listen to that.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Yeah. Yes, it does. I have with me today Jeff Porter. He is the author of Expressions of the Last Days, a doomsday prophet here at the station. And we'd love to have Jeff to be a participant with our program. And I have Dacia Wade, who is also the end times prophet girl. And she loves the Word of God, and she has a lot of insight on the same thing, too. So welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming and spending this hour with us. Okay. So we're going to be talking about the weather.
Yeah.
How does the weather or... does the weather play a role in end time prophecy? And who wants to go first?
Go ahead.
Yes, the weather plays a role in end time prophecy. There are different things in several scriptures. Jesus talked about the weather. It's mentioned in Revelation. Earthquakes and different types of storms in diverse places. That means in places that are not used to those type of things. So like an example would be a tsunami in the middle of Africa. You know, you wouldn't be expecting that, and it's never happened in history before, but it could happen because they're surrounded by that water. But it could happen because these things are supposed to happen at the end times as judgment on the nations.
Yes.
Okay, what about you, Jen?
I think the weather is a strong warning, And, you know, the EPA and liberals have come out and said, oh, well, it's global warming. I like to think of it as spelled a little differently, like global warning, because...
Okay, warning.
God has... And this stuff's been going on since just about... it's been going on for the last 30, 40 years, this horrible weather stuff, you know. So God's patient with this world. Yes. But I don't think he's going to be patient much longer. Mm. I think it's going to turn out to be a Jonah thing where he finally says, okay, sets down his foot and he says, this is it. The judgment, the tribulation is here.
Right.
You didn't listen too good.
Right.
You know,
right.
So that's why it's here. They don't want to give up their sin.
Yeah.
That's what the problem is. I wish I still had it. I had a National Geographic special edition where it showed these cities and towns, especially villages, where you know where they have these collapses of the ground, and it just collapses right in the middle of the street, you know.
Right.
And it's just as if Mother Nature were looking around for some place weak that has a weakness and just
pops up,
just lets it fall down. You
know. Right. Right. Well, you know, we have been. This was something that was new to me, and I think this was in the early 2000s, the end of the 90s, where the earth was just opening up.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's whole bedroom went into the ground, and they couldn't retrieve him out of there. You know, just...
There's been a lot of people lost in those things.
Yeah, just the earth
especially
just
in Florida.
Now, do you consider that a weather phenomenon?
All of that stuff is anymore, it seems like, because how often do we have a normal thunderstorm anymore? You know, the thunderstorm comes up, and all of a sudden we got two or three tornadoes with it. You know?
Oh, gosh, yes.
And hell, and I mean, it doesn't even really be a storm sometimes. And it was hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had hell hit my window, and it was just raining, you know.
Right, right. All right, so... Okay, we got two opinions on that as far as the weather being unnatural, as far as we can understand and what we've in our lifetime have experienced.
I think it's one of the biggest signs because,
you
know, nobody's exempt.
True.
I mean, you know, you could be driving down the street. Maybe there's a war going on in Syria right
now. Mm-hmm.
You know, you really don't have to think about that if you live in America.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to think about the weather if there's four or five tornadoes coming across the field towards you.
Yeah, so we have experienced that too.
Yes.
In the past, what, couple months?
Yes.
When tornado season came? What was that, last week or week before last?
We had
last?
A bunch of damage in Shelby.
We had six in Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah. They tore up Dayton really bad too.
Yeah.
Wow. And if any of you have anything to add to that as far as weather being a phenomenon of the end time days, please call 740-383-9944. Maybe you don't even consider that an end time thing, and maybe you think it's just something natural, and we would love to hear your input on that. Telephone number once again is 740-383-9944. Okay, so I know there's been not just rain, which April showers bring May flowers. You know, we learned all these things when we were going to school. So here it is, June, and it's still like pouring down rain almost every day. It's raining.
Yeah, April hail brings us what? Destroyed cars or something?
Yeah, right. Destroying cars. Yeah. And, you know, people say, well, the weather is weather. And the question was today, is this... climate change or God working in our weather, bringing about the end times?
Well, how long does the climate change have to take place?
Well,
we've been getting horrible weather for a long time.
Remember Al Gore? That was what, end of 90s?
When he was Clinton?
Yes, that was in the 90s. He was all about global warming. So are we experiencing, in your opinions, global warming or God working in the weather against us?
It could be both.
What do you think, Dacia?
I don't think it's a global warming at all.
You
I
don't?
Think that is an explanation for what's happening because they
man's explanation.
Because they don't want to
face the look music.
Look at the prophecies and say, okay, this and call it what it is instead of. And I think they're scared that the people will become afraid and panic. And, you know, that's a big chaos by itself. But they won't say that. So they had to put a name on what is going on that they have no control over. They think it's pollution, but it's not pollution. You know, I mean, before there was any type of real way to composite trash and things like that, they were burning trash. Yeah. And if that didn't cause global warming, what we're doing now really isn't causing global warming. It's basically an excuse for what's happening. By God, I believe.
Well, the EPA's done a really good job of getting rid of a lot of air pollution. Especially cars were the biggest problem there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretty much filtered that out with their new systems and everything. So, of course, the world's not going to jump up and say, God is trying to warn us to get away from our sin, you know.
Well, do you think that's something that should be proclaimed?
Yes.
Out loud?
Absolutely. God's not exactly being quiet about it.
No, not the weather.
No.
That's for sure.
He doesn't have to be quiet.
No, he has his way of doing things, you know, him intervening in our weather, in our climate. And I have Genesis 8:22. Daisy, could you look that up? The scripture. We're going to be doing some scripture reading today.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes. And Jeff, Genesis 6:4, after Daisy reads.
8:22.
Yeah. And this is straight from the Word of God. If you consider the Holy Scriptures the Word of God, and we do right now, we believe that. We haven't been torn away from, no matter how many other books have been written about the Scriptures.
Okay.
Genesis 8:22, yes. Now, what does that say about the weather?
8:22 says, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease.
So people can easily say, well, that was a promise God made. That was after the flood, right? When he flooded the earth, the entire earth, where some people say, oh, it just happened over there. But according to scripture, it was the entire earth that was destroyed by water.
That's right.
It rained 40 days and 40 nights, and even the depths of the earth from underneath the flow or the streams were unleashed, and that's why we had all this collection of water. So God said this will not stop until the end of time. The rain and the temperatures and the weather itself. Seed time and harvest. Okay, that will not stop. No. Jeff, what do you have?
What was your scripture again?
Genesis 6:4.
Oh, I thought you said 24. You're gonna say
6
there and isn't 4. No 24. Just a second, I'll get there.
But we do understand that he says, what's that again, Daisy, you read Genesis 8:22?
It says, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease.
Okay. As long as the earth endures, it lasts, as long as it lasts, as it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because, you know, we've read several times that it wasn't always like this. It was rejuvenated or redone after another era in time. Right? Satan and the angels, and when, you know, and he had to redo the earth once again. So, as long as it lasts, right now.
Say like, 6:4?
Yep, 6:4.
There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, and the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown.
What would this 14 say?
Huh?
What does Genesis 6:14 say?
Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark. Thou shalt pitch it within and without with pitch.
Okay, and that has to do with the flooding.
Yeah.
Maybe I copied down the scripture wrong. Because I have flooding rained, and I have Genesis 6:4. But you touched on it, Genesis 6:14. How God flooded the earth at one time entirely. He did that. He took credit for that, right?
Yeah.
Did he send out
warnings?
He
said, And Jesus said that the last days would be as in the days of Noah. They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came.
Yeah.
And took them all away. Why didn't they have any knowledge of God? Why didn't they have any knowledge of bad weather or anything? Because they didn't want to know anything.
Plus, they never really had that before the flood, I don't think, did they? They said it never rained before.
I would say, though, that God actually said it. He,
it was just a mist, wasn't
God
it?
God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continuously. That's in chapter 6, verse 5. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them.
He destroyed everything.
Absolutely.
Except for the 8 people that were in the ark.
And the animals.
And the animals. Wow. Let's hope we don't have to witness that.
In a way, I think the tribulation would be worse. I think my microphone's trying to tell me.
Exodus. Dacia. Exodus 9. He's going to finish Exodus 9, verse 18 and verse 25. Jeff, no, finish what you were saying.
I think the tribulation will be worse. As pronounced in the book of Revelation, because he doesn't destroy the whole earth just all at once.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tribulation time is not going to destroy it all at once. We're just going to suffer through it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not going to be fun.
No, it's not fun.
I think there'll be great miracles during that time, great healings and all that stuff. But I also think that the things that Revelation says, God's saying, whose side are you on? You know, the gun's pointed at you and the trigger's been pulled, the hammer's falling. Which side are you going to decide to be on? You know, and you take sides with the Antichrist, you're going to face God's wrath.
Mm-hmm.
You take sides with God, you're going to face the wrath of man and the Antichrist.
Mm. What about you, Dacia? You can read that scripture, and you can also remark on what Jeff just said if you had a thought.
I didn't.
You didn't?
Not
okay.
yet.
Go ahead and read that.
It says, therefore, at this time, tomorrow, I will send the worst hailstorm that has ever fallen on Egypt from the day it was founded until now. You said also 25?
Yes.
Throughout Egypt, hail struck everything in the fields, both men and animals. It beat down everything growing in the fields and stripped every tree. The only place it did not hail was the land of Goshen, where the Israelites were.
Oh, so that was a partiality as far as judgment, right?
Yes.
Respect of persons, I put it like that. A respected place did not receive the hail. And it talks about that it was a violent storms that the Lord sent. And that's what we opened up with. Is God intervening in our weather? Are we experiencing global warming?
Well, God was pronouncing judgment on Egypt. So this was a pronouncement of, a result of the judgment that was going on Egypt. They had seen hell before because he said it would be worse than any hell that you have ever seen. Mm-hmm. So they had seen hell before. At this time, this is after the flood. So now here's the weather. You know, we have regular weather, but the intensity of the weather and the severity of the weather, yes, God's hands is behind it.
Okay, so a lot of people, oh, it's just global warming. God wouldn't do that to us, would he?
Well, I had relatives tell me when I've been a prophecy fanatic since I got saved. When I first got saved, I was interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about that, and they said, oh, well, the reason why you think things are bad now is because the news tells us things faster.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And they're happening faster, right?
They've always got an excuse.
Right.
You know.
I feel you. Yeah, people do. They say that. But, you know, before it's finished here, it's happening over there. Just like those tornadoes just ripping through Ohio, right?
If you sat down, I was watching the Weather Channel for the last week. And we had a system that started in Texas, went all the way up to Louisiana, Arkansas, you know, Illinois, and was just barely starting to come towards Ohio. And then they would say, well, here's how the system is. Here's where it's going through and everything. Here's all these tornadoes. There's about 50,000 of them coming through here, you know. Just exaggerating.
And, I understand, yeah.
Then they started talking about the damage. Now, I had a relative around at that time when I was watching that, and they said, and they just kept going on and on and on about all the weather damage that came. I mean, millions and billions of dollars and floods and tornadoes and high winds and, you know, people having to go to shelters, stuff, you know, that caught. I mean, you imagine how much this is costing our government, you know. So,
well, you know,
imagine it happening everywhere at once.
Yeah.
Now, that's a thought.
Imagine it happening everywhere at once. Imagine it happening in the United States. Imagine it happening in Brazil, in the South America, and then in China. And then you have, imagine it happening on all seven continents at one time. That's judgment.
Yeah.
You ain't got nowhere to go but to the Lord. There's nowhere to go. And in all actuality, all of this is coming to place to make men fear God and return to Him. So just imagine it all at one time. And not that, fire and brimstone this time.
But you see, we've got this church today saying, oh no, they won't even teach Bible prophecy in most churches now.
Why you think that is?
That might offend somebody. Somebody might get scared.
Or they don't know their self.
You think they have a fear of Bible prophecy?
Maybe. They may not have an understanding of it, because everyone's understanding and learning levels are different, you know. And then not only that, everyone's relationship with God is different.
True.
You know, he gives us our desires. You know, and then we have a whole, Christ has a whole body. So everyone is not for the same thing, you know. Everyone doesn't prophesy. Everyone doesn't teach. Everyone doesn't preach. Everyone doesn't heal.
Right.
So it's not that it might not be their job. It might not be what they're supposed to do.
But we have people up here that are teachers in Bible prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
We have all these storms and earthquakes and volcanoes and hurricanes and so on. Something should have come to their attention in the last 30 years, I would think. you know, and another thing, we have the great falling away in the church, which is falling away from the basics, the basic understanding of Christianity, of Christ, of what's written in the Word, and they are systematically ripping it apart and sometimes tossing it into the trash.
Yeah, so. You think that people are doing this themselves?
No, they have to make a decision.
Like in Elijah's day when he said, how long will you halt between two opinions? If God be God, then serve him. And if Baal be God, then serve Baal, right?
Right.
So you're saying that's
where we are. At least have enough integrity to serve just one.
Right.
Not both.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
A little bit of here and a little bit of there. So that makes me brings me to the powerful false church, which is supposed to be also an end time
one
reality
church.
Yes,
now it's already forming.
So it's going to be powerful, and it's called the great whore. And
you said it now.
Well, Bible prophecy.
Wow, you got a bunny case about saying that.
I'm sorry. That's what the Bible says.
Thank
right?
you for saying what the Bible says.
Or mother of harlots.
Yes.
And its
it
leaders.
It does say the great whore of all the earth.
Yeah, and its leader as the false prophet. That's entire prophecy. Don't forget to call in if you have any inkling of what we're talking about. If you have a question or a comment. 740-383-9944. And excuse me for using that word, but it's in the Holy Scriptures.
I commend
right?
you for it.
All right. Okay. Hope I did not offend anyone. But
I'm offended, Linda.
I'm not really trying to get off of weather because weather is prevalent and we're living through it right now, every day. I think I have another scripture about hailstones. I think this is Joshua 10 and 11. Joshua 10 and 11. And I also have the violent wind, Ezekiel 13:13. Which one are you going to get, Dacia?
I'll read Ezekiel.
Okay. Jeff, you go ahead and get Joshua 10 and 11. Hopefully that you are enjoying this time.
Ezekiel 13, you said?
Right. Yes, 13:13. We're not just going on our own and what we think and what we feel. We're also using the Holy Scriptures as a standard. And hopefully you will hear something that will help encourage you, or maybe you can help encourage someone else, especially if you do believe that we are living in the end times because of the events that are going on in the world today. And I have with me again Jeff Porter. He is the author of Expressions of the Last Days. And I also have with me Dacia Wade. She is my daughter and co-labor in Christ. And she has a love for end time prophecy also. So at this time, I think that Ezekiel, you want to come with that, Dacia? 13, 13?
What was the chapter and verse?
You're on Joshua 10 and 11. You got your, if you have yours, Dacia, go ahead.
I'm going to read.
Go ahead.
13 and 14.
Okay.
And 15, and okay. Probably 16. Okay.
Okay, give it to us then.
It says, therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. In my wrath, I will unleash a violent wind, and in my anger, hailstones and torrents of rain will fall with destructive fury. I will tear down the wall you have covered with whitewash. And will level the ground so that its foundation will be laid bare. When it falls, you will be destroyed in it, and you will know that I am the Lord. So I will spend my wrath against the wall and against those who covered it with whitewash. I will say to you, the wall is gone, and so are those who whitewashed it. Those prophets of Israel who prophesied to Jerusalem and saw visions of peace for her when there was no peace, declares the sovereign Lord.
Oh, so we're living in a time where they're going to be saying peace, peace, and sudden destruction may be coming, right?
And we're living in the wall where they're talking about a wall.
Yes, isn't that
That's
something?
That's why I had to keep reading.
Okay. Jeff, what you got for us with...
It said Joshua chapter 10, verse 11. Right?
Yeah, hailstones.
And it came to pass as they fled before Israel, were in the going down to Bethoron, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Ezekiel, and they died. There was smote, which died with hailstones, than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword.
And how many times have we heard that hailstones were falling from heaven the size of golf balls? Have we heard that before in our time?
We see it in the book of Revelation. They're as big as a car.
Oh, my gosh.
So, hey, that's, I'll be taking a shower later, you know. I don't want to be mowing. You want to take a shower or mowing the lawn or something?
And you're outside?
You have hailstones coming down as big as cars.
You'd be squashed. You wouldn't get back up, that's for sure. You would not get back up.
No one would know you were even there.
You wouldn't even be able to run from it. Because you think, by the time you move, you wouldn't even be able to get away from it. By the time you've seen it coming.
That is something.
Because gravity is going to bring it down faster. Yeah, that's...
Wow.
But the big shameful part of it is that the church really doesn't even recognize these scriptures anymore. They just want the goody-goody stuff. You know, candy cane gospel, you know, feel-good gospel. Of course, you expect that in the last days with Satan around.
Yeah.
He's gonna come up. He's not going to get on TV and go... Well, you better get it right with God. Just, man, have you read Revelation lately? You know?
Well, because no one wants to walk around and feel like everything is doom and gloom. None of us do, even though.
You don't have to, though.
No, you don't.
You can have a knowledge of these things.
Right.
And still trust God and have faith in God.
Right.
I've been delivered from sicknesses, and I got delivered from post-traumatic stress.
Right.
Mm.
I got some cataracts removed out of my eyes. One day I never realized how blind I was until those would take it out. I got delivered from smoking.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And from false doctrines.
Mm-hmm.
And the list just goes on. And I'm happy about those things.
Right.
The thing is, though, is that these days, I don't, now I know a lot of people get mad at me, but I don't believe in pre-tribulation rapture.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to face it. You don't either?
I don't either.
Good. Oh, hallelujah. Okay.
I do read the scriptures.
Good. Good.
So even those who don't agree with that claim they read.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. They're ready to chop my head off, man. But anyways, I believe we're going to have to face it. Whoever God chooses and says, okay, you're going to be here. We have to open our hearts up now and say, God, you know, I surrender all. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to be able to hang on to your personal possessions very long during the tribulation, you know.
Oh, please don't. I mean, that's going to be the first thing to go.
So we may end up losing our lives. But look at our Christian brothers and sisters overseas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've been losing their life through persecution for clear back to when Jesus first started preaching. You know.
Oh, yeah, they do persecute those Christians over there pretty bad.
Yeah.
Last I saw, China was really persecuting the Christians over there.
And Russia,
yeah.
Mm. I seen them a long time ago.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, the news, it'll dissipate for a minute, and then it'll pop back up. It'll be something that's really, they've upped the ante. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? It's getting more intense, and then it'll subside for a while, and then it'll get intense again, just like the weather. That's why people feel like, okay, this is, I still got time. I just don't have to fall down to my knees right now, because just think, tomorrow the sun's going to shine. And we think that we have a long time to be the way we want to be.
Well, people think that anyways. They don't think they're ever going to die. That's, you know, when you die, that's the end of the world for you.
So what are your views on that, DC? I mean, you're younger than Jeff and I, of course. And what do you think about that as far as how much time do you think people your age, even younger than you, may have? Do you think that they should wait until, you know, 10, 15, 20 years down the road? I'm going to live my life first and then I'm going to go on to Christ? Or what do you think about that, your opinion?
Well, I think that seek the Lord while he may be found.
Mm-hmm.
The day you hear the Lord knocking, harden not your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because according to Thessalonians, I don't know if it's 1 Thessalonians or 2 Thessalonians, it says that the Antichrist would not be released until he that let it, which is the Holy Spirit. So in my belief, from what I understand about that is...
That's 2 Thessalonians.
Is it 2 Thessalonians?
Uh-huh. 2.
What
two.
I think about that is the Holy Spirit won't be able to be here. It won't be here when the Antichrist is here. You won't be able to be saved. There's no last minute decisions. He wants us to seek him in our youth.
Mm-hmm.
When he can use us, you know, and a mm-hmm. lot of people do come to Christ on their deathbed,
mm-hmm.
and to God be the glory, they can find him there, you
right,
know.
Right.
But we don't know if we're going to be able to be in that position at that time.
Right.
Because just like in the before Christ came, they couldn't get the Holy Ghost. So everybody went to hell till Christ came.
Right.
Now that it's there and it's offered and it's free and you can get it and you can seek him and you can find it, do it now. We don't have no time because tomorrow's not promised to you.
That's what I was
And it's not promised
say.
To me.
Right.
We're not guaranteed
right.
a certain amount of time.
We're not guaranteed. So seek the Lord while he may be found.
Right. And that's what
while
you...
you're able to find him. Whether right. the Holy Spirit is not able to be gotten or not, while you're able to find him,
right.
seek him.
Right.
Because tomorrow's not promised to any of us.
That's
we
true.
Should be a seeker after truth anyway. Remember that guy I talked about Dr. Katz. Mm-hmm. He said, I know you've been in this situation before where you visited a church or whatever, and you're sitting there and you're waiting for the whole ceremony to start, and there's a bunch of teenagers up here in the balcony. Ah, ha, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm. You sit there and you wonder, how long is it going to be till they start seeking truth? Mm-hmm. Now, how long are they going to waste their time making fun of somebody's hat? You know, can't wait to get home so they can play baseball or soccer or whatever, you know. Those things are not bad in themselves, but they're time consumers, mm-hmm. is what they are.
Right, right.
And that's what a lot of times Katz almost got kicked out of churches for talking about stuff like that. Because he spoke too much truth. That's what it was. We've got a church now that's, I don't know, they're in a fog or something.
Well, like you said, a great falling away.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that. We talked about this powerful false church.
Yes.
Now, who is this false church going to be made up of? Is that going to be the great falling away who still claim to be Christians or Christ-like, but not really there? Because like God said, you have left your first love. And I think that's in Revelation 3 when he's talking to the seven churches. What do you think that's composite or made up of, that false church?
The great whore of all the earth?
Yes, Jeff. Repeat it, yes. <that.
laughs> Oh, I'm sorry. I just didn't let you forget that, did I?
No, you didn't. The mother.
I thought the first time I said that you're gonna fall off your chair.
Oh my, yeah. Because you never know, you know.
Where is this going?
Right, right, right. So,
the great false church, one world church, is made up of every religion and cult and belief system that denies Christ. Mm-hmm. And God gathers them all into one somewhere. Some people think in Italy, where the seven hills are. Mm. But he's going to gather them together. Now, I don't know how together they're going to be, because if you look at World War II, where Hitler was destroyed, went after the Christian church too. And so, and it says in Revelation, it's 11, 12, and these 10 horns, which are the leaders of the Antichrist system, shall hate the whore, mm-hmm. and shall make her desolate and eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Well, that's what Hitler did, really, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. Gathered people, took them out of their houses and shot them, and burned them, mm-hmm. took their possessions. You know, and so that's what will happen is the Antichrist himself
will do this to that great church.
Will destroy the one world church because it has some semblance of God. Mm-hmm. And he don't like that. He wants to be number one.
Okay, so that goes back to what we were talking about earlier. One foot have not made an opinion. They're serving the Satan and the Lord.
Yeah, they'll pay for that.
Okay. So even Satan's upset with that. He either wants you all like the Lord wants you all. So it's going to be either way. It's going to be either.
No, Christ I heard this joke. This lady, she said,
Luke 21,
the day of judgment had come, mm-hmm. but there was a fence here. Mm-hmm. And either on one side of the fence you had those who were served, who had served the Lord. Mm-hmm. On the other side, those who had served Satan.
Right.
And there was one guy sitting on the fence, and Satan came along and said, okay, take in my people. Then Jesus comes along, he says, I'm taking my people.
Right, right.
And there's one guy sitting on the fence. He said, Satan came up to him and said, what are you doing sitting on the fence? You can't sit on the fence. This is the day of judgment. He said, I'm sitting on the fence because I haven't made my decision yet, so I'm going to sit on the fence. Satan says, well, that's okay. I own the fence.
So you're already on my side.
Yeah.
Whether you know it or not, right?
You sit on the fence, you're on Satan's side.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because you're showing both sides of you at the same time, you know?
Right, right.
So
wow.
During the Civil War, Billy Graham told this story. He said a guy came out and he had on the South top and the north bottom trousers. And both sides shot at him.
Wow. Oh, my God. Hey, it's going to be sort of like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that already happened.
Did it?
That's why I was looking for my phone so I could Google it. Okay. That already happened where they had, it happened in Exodus when they had went up, and I think they had went up against Moses, and then they said, well, whoever going to be over here on the Lord's side, come over here, and they came
yeah,
over there,
right.
And the people that went on the Lord's side of the earth opened up her mouth and swallowed them up.
Yeah.
So that's already happened. So if it's happened once, it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
You know, you have to make a decision.
It has a history.
Yes. Yes. You have to make a decision because that has happened.
Yeah.
Whether it's a joke or not,
people
it has
always
this
been the same, you know.
You have, what I asked you to get?
Luke 21:25? Yep.
Okay, read that.
There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars on the earth. Nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring of the tossing and of the sea. At the roaring and tossing of the sea. Mm-hmm. We keep going?
What's the next one say?
It says, men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world. For the heavenly bodies will be shaken at that time. They will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near.
Wow. What's the good news, Dacia? What's the good news for those who are listening, who think that they have a long time and
the good news is that Christ came and walked this earth and died for your sins.
That's right.
So that you can have a place with him. In the Heavenly Father.
That's right.
That is the good news. That he came, he died, he rose, and he's coming again.
Amen.
To receive his as his own.
That's
amen,
right.
Amen, amen. What about you, Jeff? Did you have looked up something?
No, I was looking up first scripture.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now that Jesus has finished his work as far as delivering us from sin,
mm-hmm.
and allowing us to enter into heaven because his blood covers our sins and dissolves
right.
them into nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all of our hope lies.
True.
But what
true.
God is saying at the end, God has to, he can't let this troubled world go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to bring justice to it eventually. And that means that he... And most people will deny this because they don't want their comfort zone to be broken up.
That's true. That's
but so he's going to bring this world to the point where you have to make a decision,
right?
As to whose side you're on.
And that's where we are. Thank you, Jeff Porter, for being here with us, and Dacia Wade. Thank you for your input, and thank you for those who are listening. And we will try to have some more programs on the end times and. That you, it's not too late yet. As long as you have breath in your body, it is not too late. Thank you
That's
for listening
right.
to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor, best known for his role of Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ed Asner.
You have always lived a very public life, certainly since Mary Tyler Moore. Is that tough when people constantly come up to you, say hello, want to take your pic, especially with cell phones? Everybody's got a picture, a phone, and is anything private?
No, not much is private. But I'm a publicity. So I